When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome wherever you're listening to this, whether it's on Facebook Live or on the Manchester Is Red podcast. It's reaction from Craven Cottage, where Manchester United have 1-2-1. They are back at the top of the Premier League. The onus was on United to go out and get the 3 points tonight. Leicester beat Chelsea on Tuesday night and Man City beat Aston Villa in the early kickoff. But United did what they had to do. It wasn't a comfortable night. We said in the earlier podcast preview in the game that it would be a bit of a grueler. Fulham on a good run. You know, this is a Fulham side who have taken points from Tottenham and taken points from Liverpool as well, so they need more respect than the Premier League table suggests. And you know, they maybe proved that point straight away. United made 3 changes from the side, which drew at Anfield at the weekend. Edinson Cavani looked like a certainty to start, and he did, along with Mason Greenwood up front, while Eric Bailly returned in defence. Victor Lindelof not in the squad at all for United at Craven Cottage. He's been rested ahead of the FA Cup game against Liverpool at Old Trafford on Sunday. United's game started awfully as well. Ademola Lookman fired Fulham ahead early on. United's defensive work was atrocious, really. They didn't push up as they should have done. They didn't do it as a unit. Eric Bailly and Wan-Bissaka were left trailing, and Lookman was played on. Cool as you like, finished past David De Gea. Awful start for United. But, you know, tonight was always about the result. No one really cared about the performance. It was about United getting back to the top of the table and about winning the game, because that's what champions do. And who knows if United will be champions, but they're doing exactly what they need to so far. And they did get a response quite shortly after, really. Bruno Fernandes sparked the game to life. First he had a shot which cannoned off the post, and then from that United won the ball back. Fred out to Bruno Fernandes on the left. Fernandes' cross was dropped by Areola in the box, and Edinson Cavani scored his 5th goal of the season. He scored more than Anthony Martial this season, now scored as many as Radamel Falcao managed in his time at United. Edinson Cavani, he is just a class above every other striker at United. It was the type of goal that wouldn't have come if Rashford and Martial were on the pitch, because they're not target men. You don't pick the ball out in the same way as you do with Edinson Cavani. You know, it's his hold up play, it's the way that he presses defences and reads between the lines as well. He really is a cut above the rest, really. And you know, Edinson Cavani's 33. United have the option to extend his contract another year and keep him until 2022. You'd recommend they do that, because he's been excellent so far. But even thinking long term, Edinson Cavani is the blueprint of what United need, whether it's someone like Erling Haaland. I know fans will say, what about Romelu Lukaku? He sort of fit that mould as well. But United need that focal point up front, and it showed tonight. He got the official broadcaster's man of the match, Cavani, but many fans will say it should have been Paul Pogba, because yet again, like he did at Burnley, he stood up when others maybe didn't. Fantastic goal from him. Got the ball on the right-hand side of the box, cutting on his left, and fired a low, ferocious shot in past Areola. Superb. You think about Pogba's best moments in United shirt, yeah, you think of that Derby comeback. But that was a Derby comeback, you know, when United finished second to Man City, and Jose Mourinho famously said it was one of the greatest achievements of his managerial career. But Paul Pogba is making a difference week in, week out now, and he's been the best United player this calendar year. Okay, we're only halfway through January, but he's been excellent. And particularly when you think it was only last month in December, on the eve of that Leipzig game, that the comments came out from Mino Raiola about his future. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer handled it perfectly. Paul Pogba now is playing for the shirt. He's playing and leading by example. You know, Bruno Fernandes, another night tonight where he was good, but he wasn't great. And Bruno Fernandes will always get judged on his goals and his assists, because his tally and his standards are so high. But yet again, Paul Pogba set the standard for United tonight and for the midfield display. But overall, you know, United rode their luck. Fulham had a lot of chances towards the end. Loftus-Cheek missed 2 or 3, and then there was a chance right at the end. The 93rd minute, a cross came in, Mitrovic's header deflected off Eric Bailly and trickled just past the post. United did hold on in the end, though, and like we said, that's all that matters. United just needed to get the result tonight. It was a bit of a sombre mood after the draw at Anfield, because it looked like it was there for the taking, but United have done what they had to do. They've beaten Fulham away at Craven Cottage, a Fulham side who, you know, like we said, have been on a good run and are difficult to beat, and are better than the Premier League table suggests as of late, because they had such a terrible start, but they've been good. And it now marks 17 Premier League games in a row United have not lost in away from home. So an unbeaten run of 17 Premier League away games now. That's the joint club record. The last time United went 17 unbeaten in the Premier League away from home was in the treble season. Okay, United won't be winning the Champions League this season, but they could yet be the Premier League title winners. Man City laid down the gauntlet with their win against Aston Villa earlier. United have responded. That's all they could do. All eyes now on the weekend. United versus Liverpool, take two. Let's hope it's more enjoyable. Thank you very much for joining us on the Manchester Evening News, and thank you if you're listening on the Manchester Is Red podcast. Please leave a like and subscribe to that if you haven't already. Take care. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next time.